Okay, welcome to part two of the TrueFit Fluid Liquid Flash website in ActionScript 3. And I'm working in CS3, and you could be working in CS4 for this example too. And don't forget to watch part one. If you're coming to this video and you see this video first, you happen to see this video first, this is a really comprehensive part one that shows how to set all of this stuff up from scratch. So at the end of part one, we ended off with the on enter frame, the resize listener here, and this is what would happen every time the user resized their browser window. And that's all well and good, but you'd notice that when you first output, it doesn't, if you have this on the web and you go to the site, the users, these elements won't be in the position snapped to the corners like they need to on the first entry of the site every time. So to make it really mean and work the way it should, I'm going to highlight all of this. I'm going to show you how to set up an on enter frame event listener. We're going to put that on frame one. And we're going to move all the code here for the resize event listener onto frame two. That way, when the site initially loads, all of these things will snap to the place they should be. Okay, so all you have to do is grab all of this code, press Control C. Now let's make a new keyframe on frame on ActionScript layer there on frame 2. Make a new keyframe and press F5 on frame 2 of the site elements layer just to extend it out. You don't want another keyframe there. So you can see how that's set up. There's no new keyframe here, but there is a new keyframe here, because we want different code. So let's go ahead and slap that code back. Let's get rid of these three lines because that variable and its attributes are already set on frame one, remember? Right here. And now those attributes are already set, so we don't have to claim them again on frame two. So let's just name this initial display. Initial display. Press Control C, rename it here. That way we won't have a duplicate function name, because you would get an error if you left those function names the same on frame 1 and 2. And this needs to be on frame 1 just an add event listener for the file itself, and this is going to be enter frame instead of resize. So you say enter underscore frame all caps. That's it. So that's initial display set up. Then, very important thing to do here is on the initial enter frame of the site, you want to say, after it does all the math and puts everything where they need to go, you want to say go to and stop frame 2. That way it'll run this code one time, just one time, go to and stop on frame 2. So let's make sure we have a stop action here just to make sure it stops. And that should do it. Now I'll show you how to code in some transition effects. Sorry about the phone ringing. Actually, I gotta dip out for just a second, but I'll do a part three that'll show the transition effects. But right now, let's render out. You can see on enter the site, all the elements are exactly where they should be now, and which is the way the application should work. So in part three, I'm going to show you how, instead of these things just staying put really tightly to the corners, I'm going to show you how to make transition effects to where it all flies smoothly to those new coordinates. Has a nice buttery effect. Okay, so that'll be part three, and that concludes part two. And part two was just to show how to make the site initially load correctly, put all the elements in the correct place with an on enter frame event, and then it snaps to frame two, where our resize display happens constantly every time the user would resize their browser. Alright, so look for part three if you want to see how to make these things have buttery movement.